You can give us a call at any point throughout the morning, 52-299-939.
Now, I think we should go to that second one first. We're really crazy and excited because somebody's just called us and they're listening on the app somewhere. Very exciting. Harry, good morning.
Hi, how you doing, Millie?
Very good. Where are you, mate?
I live in France. It's in Europe. So I listen to your show most nights.
That is amazing.
We're going to make our own show, Harry in France.
Yes.
Indeed.
So are you originally a Geelong man or Victorian man and you've just lived over there, or did you just find us on the internet and thought, I like those two knuckleheads?
No. I've been on holiday to Victoria, to Geelong, and obviously the Cats. I went to the Cats, the Cardinia Stadium, to get memorabilia and stuff, and I watched obviously Aussie Rules when I can on the telly. Yeah. I've been to all the different places around the Ocean Grove, and I've been to the 12 Apostles, etc. So Lammy's Bar in Geelong is a favourite of mine as well.
Mate.
Love Lammy's.
I love the local mentions from France. This is amazing. So where are you, Harry? What time is it and what temperature is it?
Thanks for that. So the time here is 10 past 8 at the night time.
Yes.
And the temperature outside is 8.5 degrees Celsius. Inside my lounge, it's 23 degrees Celsius. I've got a nice fire on the go and sort of a glass of wine, etc., you know?
Be beautiful. What part of France are you in?
The Normandy beaches, the D-Day landing,
about
an hour south of that.
Right.
And sort of Paris, about 2 hours west of Paris.
And what do you do over there, Harry? What is it, a line of work that's taken you there? Like, what do you do?
With the whole Brexit thing, I've retired to France now, and I've got some rescue donkeys and rescue ponies. So I look after them and sort of spend my time out in the fields. Looking after the animals and building up just a little chicken shelter as well, a big chicken coop for chickens. So I've got lots of living on the land type things.
Nice. Do you speak French fluently, or do you just know enough to get by day to day?
Yeah, just knowing a bit to get by, really. Conversational is okay in a way, but if it's technical stuff, I often obviously pay an interpreter, especially if it's for legal things or tax or stuff like that, just to be sure I don't fall foul of any French bureaucracy.
Yeah.
Yeah, good.
Harry, I don't know if you've got Netflix, but I'm right into this show called Emily in Paris at the moment, which is a real little soda pop kind of show, but it shows Paris and it's so stunning. Do you know that show, and have you been to Paris?
Yes, I know the show. We're on episode 7, and we've been to Paris, and it's funny because during the lockdown, we're using it as a way to see Paris. It's so strange, we can't go anywhere, with the lockdown here, etc. And it's so sort of, it's our way of seeing Paris.
Oh, I love
this TV show that's made in America.
That is amazing. We love it. Can we be pen pals?
Yes.
Can we write emails back and forth?
Yeah, indeed.
I've
got to say, Millie, what you said a couple of days ago about Coronation Street, how you said you were seeing there's loads of actors and there must be like 15 actors in the UK.
Yeah.
Well, I'm the same. I watch Australian programmes and I think exactly the same. I think, hey, that person was in Sons and Daughters like 25 years ago, or Prisoner, Prisoner Cell Block H.
Oh, mate.
And Neighbours as well, which was big in the UK. Mm. Do you have, when the borders and everything open, Harry, do you reckon, do you have family that would love to come and visit you in France? Is it, we're going to see Harry and we're visiting Uncle Harry in France?
I do have some relatives here that would like to visit, and I've got an auntie and uncle who've been wanting to come over for a while now, but because of the lockdown, obviously double lockdown now for us, then it's just not been, able for them to come over, but they're looking forward to coming over.
Yeah. Harry, we could chat with you all morning. We're just so fascinated, and we love that you listen on the app in France, and it's 14 past 8 at night, and it's a chilly 8 degrees. Thank you so much for giving us a call this morning.
It is. And one thing I said, I'm missing Dim Sims.
Oh.
I love their news and I can't get them over here,
Mate, as soon as we can, we'll send you a bag somehow. Hey, listen, how do you say goodbye in French?
Au revoir.
Au revoir.
Au revoir.
A bientôt.
Au revoir, Harry.
Harry, you're amazing.
Thanks for calling us.
Au revoir.
Au revoir. Au revoir. Au revoir.